Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis's new book, Under God's Authority, is an inspiring read. It certainly shows how God can use an unlikely candidate and how also her story impacted others even to this day, not only in America, but around the world. We're going to be talking to Kim Davis. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Welcome back to Faith and Freedom, Kim.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
We are so excited to have you and hear more about your story.
And of course, Kim Davis is the Rowan County, Kentucky clerk who became the unlikely candidate in 2015 when the Supreme Court on June 26, 2015, five lawyers, that's the words of Chief Justice John Roberts, issued this opinion regarding marriage and put people like Kim Davis and so many others in the crosshairs. Kim had to make a decision. Was she going to use her title and authority and position to put her stamp of approval on a marriage that conflicts with God's definition of marriage or not? She chose to stand by her convictions and not be unfaithful to her Lord. That dramatically changed her in 2011. Kim, thank you for joining us on Faith and Freedom, but your story is about redemption and transformation, but it also has impacted others. Like, for example, Elizabeth Johnson. She's more frequently known, perhaps to many, as the activist mommy. Mm-hmm. She was catapulted into activism by your story. She lives in the neighboring state of Ohio, nearby Kentucky, and she came down to Kentucky with her children that she homeschools.
Nine children.
I think she had eight at the time.
No, she had nine at the time. She has 10 now.
she had nine at the time. One she was carrying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now 10. She came down there just to spend a couple of days. She ended up spending a couple of weeks.
They organized a prayer rally and all kinds of things. But what a great lesson for her children. But because of your story, Kim, she realized she too needs to be doing something for the Lord and taking action.
Well, I think all Christians need to really get out of that slumber and that ease and realize that just because an issue may not affect you personally, it will affect us, maybe our children or our grandchildren down the road, and we can't afford to sit idly by and let the world creep into our churches and into our pews to kind of change the way we look at things and the way we think. If you just kind of get complacent in your walk with God.
Well, in fact, in the book, she gives an endorsement. Elizabeth Johnson, known as the activist mommy, she has hundreds of thousands of followers now on social media, and she had none 2 years ago. She literally was catapulted into activism by Kim Davis in the story. She says, while the Church of Jesus Christ slumbers comfortably in their padded church pews, Kim Davis went to bat for all of us by challenging the seats of political power, going to jail for her faith, and ultimately planting a stake in the ground for religious freedom. My children and I will always admire her. Mm. Franklin Graham, the CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association in Samaritan's Purse, said that in a culture that demeans people who obediently follow Jesus, Kim Davis drew on his strength as she experienced and endured persecution from the culture, the court, and the crowds, and survived to tell about it all in her compelling book, Under God's Authority. Her story proves that one person can really make a difference when taking a stand for Christ.
Yes.
And you know, when you were sentenced to jail, and I came to you the day after you were incarcerated in jail on a Thursday. I visited you on a Friday.
Yes.
Came into your holding place where there was a place to visit. You were in the orange prisoner's jumpsuit. We shed some tears. We hugged each other. And the first words out of your mouth was, all is well. Mm. We came there to encourage you. You ended up encouraging us.
Wow.
Yes,
and that's really the story behind this book.
Mm-hmm.
When I walked into that room and I saw you all, poor little John had chewed his nails into the nub, and Roger looked like he had not slept in 2 or 3 days, you were just distraught. I could see it on your face. You were just downtrodden and felt like, I think you all felt like you had failed me. But truly, God knew exactly what I needed and what needed to happen for this all to play out, to meet and to be according to his plan. And so when I saw you all, just my heart just reached out to you, and I wanted you to know that I was good. I was in a good
You were all
place. And
right. You were doing okay. Yeah, and so you not only encouraged us, but you encouraged everyone around you. And some of those things, obviously, we didn't put in press releases.
And throughout the world,
We
Matt, I mean, so many people throughout the world have been encouraged by Kim.
But that
Yeah.
information now is in the book,
Yeah,
under God's
exactly.
authority. Some of the things, the responses of the people in the jail that were booking you wept. The women wept as they were booking you.
I mean, Kim, you're a quiet, shy person generally. Didn't choose to have your face all over the major media throughout the world, did you? But because of that, people have seen your courage, and I think in turn has encouraged them to stand up for their faith wherever they're called to do
And
that.
Kim, here's a scripture you shared with me, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. That is one thing to read generally.
And
It's
to live it
another thing to
out.
actually be in prison and read that when you were there.
Right, she lived it out.
I just, I feel so very honored to be able to stand for God and His Word. I never imagined in a million years that I would ever be blessed enough to say that my God chose me and used me in such a way that not only affected, not just statewide, it went
It went
worldwide.
worldwide, literally. I
All
had
over the
people in
world.
Europe when they were traveling in Europe, they were seeing this story on the various media all over the world. Literally, we got reports. We had churches from around the world communicate saying that they were praying for you and for this case.
And Kim, you've received letters from people around the world as well, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Every continent for sure. I've received letters of encouragement, cards, and just emails, just people really just thanking me for standing, for having the courage. And of course, that's what people need to understand. It wasn't my courage, it was courage that was given to me by God.
Well, and I think that's so important because you had never faced these kinds of oppositional headwinds in your life.
Never.
And most people who have had some encounter with this very intolerant pushback, if you will, delegitimization, stigmatization, or misinformation on this issue of LGBT and same-sex marriage, they usually oftentimes cower. You didn't move a bit because of your relationship and grounding in Christ and in the Word of God.
The thing about it is Matt, that God put me here in this office for a specific reason and a specific purpose. And I believe it was to fulfill just what happened in 2015.
And if we had more time to go through the chronology, it is so clear that that statement is absolutely true. The timing of God was so perfect, and he used an unlikely candidate. And the good news is, we're all unlikely candidates. We all think, not me, Lord, I'm not worthy. Well, that's true, you're not. But the Kim Davis story, under God's authority, really shows how God uses unlikely candidates. We would have chosen Billy Graham, frankly, to defend marriage, but that wasn't God's plan. He chose Kim Davis, and he wants to choose you. He wants to do something with you. I encourage you to get the book, Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. It's a story of redemption, encouragement, and inspiration. The book is Under God's Authority. You can get it at lc.org, lc.org, Under God's Authority.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.